Welcome to Halby Zero. I'm Joey.
I'm Sammy.
This episode is going to be called either Biscuit Sniffer.
I don't like that title. No.
Or sounds dirty. Zero Dark Hole 30. Probably that one.
That one makes more sense.
More on Biscuit Sniffer later. So we are on, on January the 7th, we started the Whole 30 diet, which I think one third of America is doing right now.
Everybody's doing it, and we're all super cranky.
We're all mad about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm doing it because you're doing it, and why are you doing it?
I just wanted to get my nutrition in check because I was pregnant for pretty much 2 years in mm-hmm. a row, and I got used to just eating whatever I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Like Hush Puppies.
Yeah.
And lots of ice cream.
What other pregnancy cravings did you have?
Pickles? Hush Puppies?
In the first one?
No, Hank was Hush Puppies. Fried okra and shrimp, and then Gabe was watermelon and ice cream. But I never mixed weird things like they do in the movies.
Yeah, it was just like
I was just food. Like, I have to have Long John Silver's right now. Which no one has ever said, unless you're pregnant.
So basically it's just kind of recalibrate, get yes. back on track.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know exactly what Whole 30 diet is?
I think it's designed to just kind of get your body back in check. Like, you're detoxing from sugar and carbs and one other thing.
Wasn't enjoyment?
Yeah. Having a good time with your friends, going out to eat. No, it's sugar and carbs mainly.
Yeah.
And so that's pretty much anything processed. So you're only eating meat and every vegetable and most fruits.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else.
And even like beans, you can't do
no,
beans.
No beans, no rice, no peanuts or peanut butter.
You can have cauliflower rice.
Yes.
Which is not rice, it's cauliflower. Just,
it's mushy cauliflower.
Here's my theory on Whole 30. No one knows what it is. No one knows where it came from. It's like in Space Odyssey where they have that big black monolith and important times in history and in the world, and no one knows where it came from or what it means. I think that's what Whole 30 is.
Oh, I think whoever started it, the way they should have designed it is it's for 30 days, but you can also only eat 30 healthy foods while you're on it. So then it's the Whole 30.
Oh.
See? That's what I thought it was before we started doing it. Yeah. I thought it was like, these are like 15 vegetables you can have and 5 meats and 10.
Oh, I see.
10 fruits, and you just need to eat that for 30 days. But it's just for 30 days. You just eat healthy food.
Mm-hmm.
And so right now we're like on day 13 or something.
Mm-hmm.
We've read yesterday about the different days, and right now we're in the craving stage. Mm-hmm. That's definitely happening.
What are you craving?
I really want chocolate cake.
That sounds so good.
I know, right?
Cold chocolate cake?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, a glass of milk. Oh, we can't have dairy.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the third thing.
At work, we had leftover breakfast tacos, and it was dinner, and I didn't have anything. Like, there was nothing at work for me to eat, except for nuts, or I could go outside in the lawn and just start pulling grass out of the ground. Maybe tree bark. I don't know if that's carbs. If tree bark is carbs. But I, like, picked out all the innards of the breakfast taco, and there was a little bit of, because I microwaved it, there was like a little bit of corn tortilla still attached, and also like a little bit of the cheese I couldn't scrape off. And you know in movies when like a couple, or they're not a couple yet, it's like two people with a lot of chemistry, and all of a sudden they just start kissing and just going at it.
Uh-huh, that's how we met.
That's what I was like with that breakfast taco, because I got like a tiny bit of the corn tortilla and cheese, and I was just like,
rubbed it all over your face. Rah, rah.
I just went to town, I ate like 3 bites.
But then you felt sick.
Yes, I did feel sick.
Because your body had already gotten used to not having all that junky food.
It was used to eating good. And so it was just like, why are you doing this to me? We were so happy together. Why did you bring breakfast tacos into this?
But we've been cranky.
You haven't been cranky at all.
I think I've been cranky. I feel cranky. I feel more negative.
But you don't lack negative.
Okay, good.
I, on the other hand, have a very low... very low baseline of like friendliness, and so
you're friendly.
What has it been like to live with me during this diet?
I would say the last 5 days has been normal, But the first few days, you were just a little more sensitive than normal. Which is very sensitive. Because your baseline is super sensitive. Yeah. So you were just like sensitive.
I'm like infinity. In Twilight 1, we went and saw it, and Edward Cullen is just all like always in the corner, like looking over his shoulder, like, don't even look at me. I'm just like that in the corner of our house.
I like those kind of guys, though.
Yeah.
Like the Mr. Darcy's.
Well, that worked out.
I like brooding.
Is that why we're doing this diet? So it's just full.
It's full Mr. Grumpiness? Darcy. Yeah, maybe.
But really, I have enjoyed all the foods that we can eat.
I made one meal. It wasn't good. But most of them were really good.
It was, you know what I'm just remembering now that we're doing this? Do you remember when we were, I think it was when we were engaged, we found this diet.
And the military diet?
It was called the military diet.
That was so weird.
Only because like a drunk person in the military typed it up on the internet and was like, let's see which idiot civilians will do this because it says military on it.
There were hot dogs.
You could
have raw.
That should have been our first.
Like hot dog without a bun. And then every night you could have a cup of ice cream. And that's that's what I saw. And I was like, this is our diet.
And then the next day you're like, don't eat anything except for beets and pickle juice. But also still ice cream.
We didn't work.
And the cold hot dog like couldn't touch any grains unless it was a full. It was a weird.
It was real weird.
I can't believe we fell for it.
We did. I enjoyed the ice cream.
It was during the
bluebell drought, and so we discovered a new kind of ice cream.
Oh, that's the people that make the vanilla.
Adams, their ice cream, their vanilla ice cream is awesome.
Oh, it is good. That's really good, and they have the cookies and cream.
They only have two. They might have more now, but then I think they kind of swooped in when Bluebell was struggling because they're a Texas company too, and so they started producing ice cream, and at the time they only had those two types. They might have more now.
Yeah.
In like 15 days, we're going to find out.
Okay.
We're going to HEB and we're going to get some.
Deal. What else is there to talk about on Whole 30? There's a lot of, we eat a lot of eggs, and I've loved the breakfast stuff because you get frittatas or frittata. Uh-huh. Is there plural frittata?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Who eats more than one frittata?
But what is a frittata? Because we made like a sheet.
It's basically is the sheet like called a frittata? Quiche. Yeah, I think the whole dish. I think it's like a quiche without crust. Is what a frittata is, right?
But is the whole, is it one giant frittata or is it made of many
it's like
frittatae?
It's like quiche is the whole pie.
Uh-huh.
And you get a piece of quiche. So you get a, I don't know. We're thinking too hard about this.
Frittata.
But I don't like eggs. But I've had to eat them on this diet to stay full.
But I do love eggs, the incredible edible egg, and I've just loved it.
But you said today you were sick of eggs.
Well, it's not that I'm sick of them, I just feel like I'm eating too many eggs. Like, I feel guilty about it.
But you need the protein.
Yes.
I think it's fine.
But the food has been good. I don't want to say the food's been bad. It's just you missed it. And we both got, like, crazy headaches the first few days.
Yeah.
We had our sugar.
Mm-hmm. The sugar thing is caffeine. Big for me. I have a big sweet tooth.
You know what we should talk about?
Tell me.
It's last Saturday. I fell off the Whole 30.
Oh, I did too.
Wagon.
I had company on Saturday morning.
You fell off the wagon. I ran and dove off the wagon straight to a Shipley donut.
So I
slapped the horses on the butt and sent them on their way. And I stayed.
I had like a little get together on Saturday morning, and so we bought donuts for our guests, but none of our guests ate the donuts because maybe they're doing Whole 30. I don't know. And so we had like 20 donuts left over afterwards, and Joey ate most of those.
I didn't eat most of them. I ate 40% of them. I had 6 donuts.
Yeah, and Hank had like 3. And when he asked for one, he says, donut.
Which is also how I say it.
Yeah.
So we had been doing, I guess we were 6 days in. No, we weren't. We were like 4 days in.
We had started on Monday, and it was Saturday. So, yeah, we were 5 days in.
Okay, that's, I guess, respectable.
Yeah.
But so I was like, baby, because Sam had them on these nice serving, like, porcelain cake platters.
They looked
platters.
Really cute.
They were all stacked and colorful, and I was like, baby, I've got to, can I have one donut? And she was like, yes.
Did I say yes?
Yes.
Okay.
And so I had one donut, and I chose carefully. And my favorite kind of donuts are the white frosting. And I had one of those with coconut on top because I like coconut.
That seems like a waste of a donut.
And then I was like, well, I don't know if that was the right choice in retrospect. If you only get one. And so then I had a chocolate one with peanut, like ground up, but like little peanut chunks on top.
Good choice.
And then the rest is a blur, but I know I had four more for a fact.
And then I think I had one, but then I threw the rest away.
Well, first I was like, baby, hide the donuts. I can't do it.
And I threw them away.
For Hank.
Mm-hmm.
But then I went and found them. I went and found the donuts in the pantry, and I just looked at them. I don't even know if I told you this. I unwrapped the foil, and I was like,
oh, no. Donuts. You sang to them? You serenaded the donuts?
I wanted them to know I still cared about them. And but then I think you threw them away after that.
I did.
I thought you knew that I found them and was just staring at them in the
pantry. I just saw them in the pantry, and I was like, we're trying to eat healthy for us, and why are we saving this junk food for our kid?
Mm-hmm.
We shouldn't feed it to him either. So yeah. I threw them away.
Threw them on the ground. And then we did pretty good the rest of the...
Yeah, we've done really good.
Yeah.
Like this, what day? If it's Friday, we haven't cheated since last Saturday.
Mm-mm.
Tell them the biscuit story.
Oh. So at work, somebody got a bunch of Popeye's fried chicken, and one of my coworkers, for some reason, is giving me a hard time about this. I think just because he thinks it's funny. And so he brought me back. We were talking about how much we love Popeye's because you've got the spicy fried chicken. I like the spicy chicken tenders.
Sounds so good.
And they're kind of like that orange color because they got all the seasonings on them.
Seasoning. Mm-hmm.
They've got the sausage, red beans, and rice.
Nope. Mm-mm.
Yes,
skip
for me.
That. Mm-mm.
And you can dip into that their biscuits, which are
the biscuits.
Flaky
yes.
and buttery. And so he brought one of those biscuits and just slapped it down on my desk like a challenge.
That's not a friend.
And was like, come on, dude. Go for it, man. You know you like these. And I was like, I do like these. And I just like smelled it. And I felt my eyes water. And I was just like, oh, buttery, flaky goodness. And then I just took it back to his desk and I put it down. But then I took it back later.
You took it off of his desk?
Well, he gave it to me, and I tried to give it to him, and I think he just gave it back
okay.
to me.
Okay. I'm just picturing you
throughout
like...
the day, this was at lunch, and it was like a long day. I worked till like 7 or 7:30, but I smelled the biscuit 3 times.
That's so sad.
I picked it up, and I just closed my eyes and took a deep breath. So I'm a biscuit sniffer.
I think I saw a movie. I can't remember what it was, but this girl like smelled like unhealthy food while she ate spinach.
What was that? I saw that.
Yeah. That's what you should have done. Just smelled the biscuit and eat like baked chicken.
Oof. It might work.
Mm-hmm. We're going to try it tomorrow. Let's go get some donuts.
Oh, the other thing that happened is there was an ice cream social at work.
You've had so many good and Tiff's treats.
I was just like looking over everyone's shoulder like, what if you mix the chocolate chip cookie dough with the cookies and cream? What does it taste like? Just
what
can
creep.
You describe it? It is... I've just turned into like a weirdo all of 2017 because of this dang diet.
You're receiver sensitive,
mm-hmm.
and you're really voyeuristic about people's meals.
And I have weird crave. I'm pregnant.
You're pregnant. I'm sorry.
But you were never sensitive when you were pregnant. I'm the stereotype of a pregnant person.
I feel like I was grumpy sometimes.
In the 90s movie.
I was grumpy sometimes. Yeah.
Not by the normal baseline standards of grumpy.
Not like
maybe
in
for
the
you.
Movies. Yeah, for me, I was grumpy.
Yeah.
I don't like to feel grumpy, and I feel grumpy now, and I felt grumpy when I was pregnant. Yeah.
So one thing that both of us are doing is I'm drinking Topo Chico, because I guess carbonation's allowed.
Uh-huh.
Because that's pretty filling, and it's refreshing.
And because I'm a big Coke person, so it tricks me into thinking I'm like, I'm getting a Coke.
But you've been drinking...
I'm not sure how to say it. LaCroix?
LaCroix? That sounds right.
Yeah. I really like it. Right now,
LaCroix?
I'm doing...
LaCroix?
That's definitely not
Le
it.
Quack.
I'm drinking the cherry lime flavor right now, which I really like.
I didn't know we had that.
Yeah, that's the last one right there.
Can I have some of it?
Yeah.
Just try it?
Yeah. But then I also bought like a watermelon. I think it's watermelon lime. It's not nearly as good. It tastes like a cheap snow cone. Whereas the cherry lime tastes like a cherry limeade from Sonic, kind of.
Quick question.
Uh-huh.
We can have ice, which is just water. What if we got one of those ice shavers and just poured this stuff in it?
That would be good.
How much is one of those ice shavers? Like $12?
Like this, we should get the Snoopy one for the boys.
How much is that?
I don't remember, but did you have one of those? They're so hard to use.
No.
You had to, like, push Snoopy's doghouse down, and you never got hardly any ice, but it was fun.
Desperate times.
Okay. We need that.
What if we just went to Sonic and bought, because you can buy, like, a pound of ice.
Oh, their ice is so
and
good.
And then we could just, like, crunch it with the LaCroix.
Okay, let's do that.
We'll get some. I'll get some in the morning. Gotta go, guys. So, if there's other people out there doing Zero Dark Hole 30, we salute you.
Yes. Godspeed.
And we'll see you on the other side.
Mm-hmm. We will all be super skinny and healthy.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else we need to talk about?
I don't think so. I just want Hush Puppies right now.
Okay. Well, in 13 days.
Okay.
17 days.
Hush Puppies and Adam's Ice Cream. Not together. Two separate meals.
Maybe together. It would be like one of those, what do you call those fried biscuits?
Oh, like those things
like the, at
Torchy's. Yeah. Little nookies.
Mm-hmm.
The fried cookie dough. Mm-hmm. Mm, so good. Okay, this has just been a podcast of us talking about foods we want to eat.
Yeah.
No one's going to want to listen to this.
That, hey, it's free. You get what you paid for. You nerds. What about, we're about to go watch a movie, a Hallmark movie.
We love them.
Called Wind Calls the Heart.
But it's the movie version, not the TV show, which I already love.
Yeah.
And Joey's kind of indifferent about.
I'm indifferent on it. But the movie, the Mountie guy, instead of just being some guy who kind of looks like Tim Tebow, it's Stephen Amell.
He does look like Tim Tebow.
A.K.A. Arrow.
Arrow.
Which I'm very excited about.
And the girl that got taken and taken.
Yes. And the girl that got taken and lost.
She gets taken a lot.
Maggie
she's
Grace.
Real pretty. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Underrated, I think. She should be in more stuff.
And our next podcast might be about Hallmark movies.
So buckle in.
Buckle in or buckle up?
Buckle up. Get in and buckle up. Sit down, get in and buckle up. All right.
Signing off. Dreaming about biscuits.
Dreaming about biscuits. That's if I like drove a semi truck or piloted a fighter plane, it would just say dreaming about biscuits. My call sign would be Mr. Biscuits.
That's so weird.
All right. Anyway, we'll see y'all later.